As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 5-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 5-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hey, look, man, you're going to hear a lot about tanking this and tanking that. That's not in the players. That's not in the coach's DNA. We talk about this every year around the same time. Everybody wants to go out there. They want to win. You know, Aaron Glenn wants to have that sense of relief and winning in that locker room. So when the locker room, you know, is tight and you're all in there together and you've just won a game, it's a big deal, especially with the way the Jets did win the game yesterday, which was amazing. When you think about their special teams and you think about Tyrod Taylor, wasn't anything spectacular. No. But, you know, it was great. It's great for him, and it's great. It's a great – and everybody in the league, especially on the bottom third teams where they're all eliminated now, they're all auditioning, either for the coaches that are going to remain there, like a Kellen Moore and a Aaron Glenn, or they're auditioning for somewhere else, because if they didn't, how would the Jets know about Adonai Mitchell? How else would they know about John Metchie III? How else would they know about Harrison Phillips? Like, they know these things, and they know these players could come available within trades. And you're going to hear a lot about some of the stuff that Darren Mooji has led the Jets to this point, and some of the players that he has added via the trade route, as well as all of the picks that they have.
Yeah, I mean, when it was a few years ago and they went into L.A. and beat the Rams with Adam Gase as the head coach, and, you know, Frank Gore had a big game, and that was a Trevor Lawrence year. And we know that Trevor Lawrence has been a little disappointing. We thought he was going to be, you know, an Andrew Luck type of guy. Hasn't quite gotten there yet, for sure. But that was one where it was annoying to me, because I felt like we had that guy was going to be here. The Jets were the worst team in the league. He was a consensus number one overall pick. Them winning that game bothered me. I don't know who the consensus number one overall pick is. I know the Jets are going to have to pick a quarterback. Maybe they still get their guy like the Giants did with Jackson Dart later in the first round. But it's we've said it so many times. It's the Jets. Like, they, there's so much rebuilding that has to go on.
Yeah.
And if Aaron Glenn just like took this team to just no more wins the rest of the year, and there's bitching and moaning from the players, and then you don't know if you've got the right coach, and all these things are going on, and you don't win games like this at home against crappy teams, that's a way worse situation to be in than what we're seeing now, which is like, okay, maybe they have the fifth or sixth pick, but they don't have the top pick, but they're winning some games and they're starting to believe in themselves. So that's why I thought it was important to have Nick Folk, you know, make that kick. You know, he misses the one earlier. He's laughing about it. You know, he sneaks that one in there. Just absolutely amazing. And I was at the tap room for a WFAN event yesterday. There's a ton of the one in Ronkonkoma, which was great. But there's a ton of Jets fans, and there's a ton of them in there, still with the jerseys. Every single one of them.
And they want them winning.
Every single one of them was cheering like crazy when that field goal went, and none of them came up to me and said, I can't believe they won. They screwed up. Oh, you screwed up the draft pick or any of that stuff. We didn't hear any of that. Everybody was cheering. Everybody was into it. So, you know, in a horrible season for both of these teams, and there's been some more positives with the Giants because of Jackson Dart and Scatterboo before he got hurt and all of that. This was one of those positive moments.
All you have to do is look at the reaction of the players after Nick Folk makes the kick. I mean, that just tells you all there is to know. I mean, it's a hard league, man, and it is a week-to-week league for sure. But there's a lot of time and effort that go into, you know, 3.5 hours on Sunday in this case. And there's nothing better than winning. And there's nothing worse than losing, especially, depending on how you lose and what your team looks like. But the fact that this game was a snooze fest in the first half,
it was
impossible to watch.
Well, that's why, I mean, it was great to be at a place that had the Sunday ticket, because when the game was a snooze fest, I'm watching everything else and paying attention to it. So, I mean, I'm not sitting here saying this is a great football game or it's something we're going to remember for the rest of time, but in a season where the Jets, I've, you know, been hammering them and some of the things that have gone on, this was the opposite of that, and I'm being fair about it. I was rooting for them to win the football game for the exact reasons that we had talked about, and how, you know, switching to Tyrod Taylor, giving him a chance, starting to believe, Aaron Glenn being, you know, having that moment in the locker room where you could actually post something positive on social media about him talking to a team in the locker room after a win. Like, all these little things can add up and turn into big things.
You want to talk about what NFL owners are looking for? All you have to do is look at Ben Johnson after they beat the Eagles in Philadelphia on Thursday. Friday.
Shirt off, dancing, off,
screaming and yelling. Guys, like, that guy's got an attitude. You know, I told you he had an attitude. You just never saw it because it was hidden behind Dan Campbell. I mean, he was choosing his places to put his personality out there, but it wasn't like what we're seeing now in Chicago because he's the head man.
Yeah,
and if you can't, you.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you don't believe that the head coach has an incredible effect on people, then you don't know the game.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody's arguing that, man.
No, but the NFL. Just like, but when you see the way that Caleb Williams has played and progressed over the year, you know that 100% is coming from the head coach, 100%. And you can say the same thing about what's going on in New England and why, you know, Josh McDaniels, that hire, was so important by Mike Vrabel. Now, Mike Vrabel has stabilized the whole entire franchise, and everything is on his shoulders, but he knows that Josh McDaniels working with Drake May is going to be a great thing. And they're going to, and obviously up to this point, you know, they win tonight, they'll reclaim the number one seed in the AFC, because right now they're behind, even though they're tied and they're going to have one more game than Denver, Right now, Denver is the number one seed in the AFC by virtue of like some crazy tiebreaker, I think, common opponents or something like that, win percentages or anything. But if the Patriots do win tonight, they reclaim the one seed.
Yeah, and if I said it once, I've said it a thousand times, those two situations that you just talked about and what the Giants are in, where they have their young quarterback they believe in, and I know Caleb Williams didn't feel as much like that at the end of the year as Drake May did, but still was a number one overall pick and showed some, you know, real talent out there last year, even in a bad year. But you got the quarterback, young quarterback that you believe in, head coach gets fired. The Bears actually fired their guy in the middle of the season like the Giants fired theirs in the middle of the season. One went out and got the preeminent offensive coach that everybody wanted in Ben Johnson. The other team got the stabilizing, kick-ass, attitude defensive coach, paired him with the best offensive coordinator in the game, and now they're both sitting here leading their division. So that is the blueprint for the New York Giants.
So the real question is there a... you know, untested as a head coach, offensive coordinator out there that you think has the attitude and can project like Ben Johnson?
Well,
or who is the coach that has been through the ringer and is going to bring in an offensive coordinator that is going to make sure that they get the best out of Jackson Dart?
So the second one's a little bit easier to answer, and I had been saying that there's just no shot that this was going to happen, but after seeing what happened yesterday, I'm starting to believe there could be a chance that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers separate. You got the fans chanting fire Tomlin. You now have Aaron Rodgers doing his stuff where he's trashing his own offensive players. They went in all in on this. They spent so much on the defense, went out and got Aaron Rodgers to try to go after it and win some playoff games to get back, and now it's slip sliding away again. They got a huge game against the Ravens, but if that thing falls apart, they miss the playoffs or they end up having a losing season, you know, maybe this is the time that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers separate. So that if that is a real option, then that would be the Vrabel type of guy.
I don't see it.
I still don't see it. I think it's more unlikely than not, but the calls are loud. Man, this is like the loudest it's ever been.
Yeah, but I don't see the Giants hiring Mike Tomlin.
Why not?
I just don't.
Why?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, what has he done offensively since Ben Roethlisberger has left?
Well, he's got Jackson Dart now. So that's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's more of a point to why you would hire him than not.
Well,
you get a good offensive coordinator in there. And the biggest thing to me with Mike Tomlin is not so much like it's making sure that he has the right coordinators. Because when they were winning, it wasn't just Ben. It was also Bruce Arians was there with him. And then after that, after they broke up that situation, they were never that good. So, and then he ended up hiring a bunch of guys that he, you know, Mike was always going to be the alpha guy in the room, and he never really brought anybody else in like that until the Artie party, which hasn't worked out all that well. It would be great. I'm surprised because, I mean, you talk about like a guy who is consistently, no matter what, found a way to win and to not have losing seasons despite everything that's going on. Like, why would you not want that guy?
I think it's more than, you know, I just think it's really the team's culture. I think they draft well, except for a quarterback. They can't seem to find one, but I don't know. I don't think he's a good head coach? I don't see it here in New York. I really don't.
Why?
I just don't. I don't. It just doesn't fit for me. I don't know. I think Mike McCarthy would fit more from a established head coach, but you know, there may be other coaches that are getting fired here.
Sure.
But again, sometimes rebound coaches, it doesn't work. Sometimes they need a year off. Like Vrabel took a year off.
He did, yeah.
You know, Ben Johnson was, you know, actually Ben Johnson turned down a number of teams.
Yeah, and there's no one quite like him. Now, obviously, there's going to be offensive coaches that'll be coveted, but there's no one quite like Ben Johnson because he, as you just mentioned, that first hiring cycle that he was a big part of, he turned down the job.
Yeah,
and
right.
Everybody knew that last year with the Lions was going to be his last year as offensive coordinator. He was going to take a job. There's not somebody like that right now that is the be-all, end-all, unquestioned next offensive guru who's going to get a head coaching job. Now, there's guys, but not like he was. I mean, that was an undisputed, like, if you can get Ben Johnson, you get Ben Johnson.
Yeah, that's right. He was clearing away the guy. There's no question about it. But, you know, I'm not saying that this. I'm just saying that guys like Raheem Morris may be out there. Zach Taylor may be out there. Mike Tomlin may be out there. There could be head coaches who have had success that are going to be out there that, I don't know, that they have to interview. Though I'm not saying that any one of those guys is the guy. I mean, I just, this whole thing about Mike Tomlin coming to the Giants, boy, wow, that's, I don't know, I think I'd be a little bit surprised.